Massachusetts Democrats held a two-day nominating convention in Worcester over the weekend, where the Republican in the White House was more the focus of attention than the Republican in the State House corner office. President Trump was the target of scorn, ridicule, and ferocious criticism from speaker after speaker at the convention. By comparison, few who took the podium to address the thousands of delegates at the DCU Center even poked at Governor Charlie Baker, except for Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey, the two Democrats running to oust the one-term governor. Gonzalez, a budget chief under Democratic Governor Deval Patrick, won the convention endorsement over Massey by a large margin. Gonzalez said Trump gives Baker cover.
Baker hides behind the chaos Trump creates. He hopes we will lower our expectations and just be grateful he isn't crazy like our president. We expect more from our governor. Not being crazy is not good enough.
Baker has taken pains to distance himself from Trump, who is wildly unpopular in Massachusetts, according to public opinion polls. Those same polls show Baker with very high approval ratings, even among Democrats in the state.
It's easy to be popular when you don't do anything, and you never take a stand, and your whole approach to the job is being cautious instead of courageous.
The top two Democrats in the state legislature, House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Senate President Harriet Chandler, never mention Baker in their convention speeches. Despite the deferential treatment Baker has received from the Democratic leadership on Beacon Hill, Gonzalez said he's confident the party establishment will rally to him if he wins the primary in September.
At the end of the day, I would guess that we're going to have the Democratic establishment behind the Democratic candidate for governor. I hope that's me.
Massey, too, dismisses the pundits who argue Baker is unbeatable because of his huge advantage in fundraising and high job approval ratings.
I don't see it. I see a strong Democratic ticket with a lot of voter support and plenty of cash, because every person who goes out and knocks a door for Elizabeth Warren is going to be carrying my literature too. So I think also we see the blue wave moving across the country, and I think Charlie Baker is going to have trouble defending his failure to stand up to Donald Trump.
While party activists reveled at the Trump bashing during the convention, Randy Tivelde, a delegate from Leverett, hoped for more pushback against Baker.
I don't think he stands for anything, really. I think he pretty much just protects himself by being noncommittal.
Pat Church, a delegate from Amherst, believes if the gubernatorial race can gain more traction in the media, Baker is beatable.
I hope so. Maybe I'm an optimistic person, but I definitely, there's been so many things that can happen during a debate. People can say things and people go, whoa, the electorate says, wait a minute, I didn't know that, you know. Who knows? We'll see.
A statement issued by the Baker campaign said in part that Baker and his running mate, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito, are, quote, proud to have strong working relationships with their state and local colleagues across the aisle and an accomplished bipartisan record. Baker, who was endorsed for re-election by state Republicans at their convention in April, faces a primary challenge from controversial conservative pastor Scott Lively. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.